Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1039, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, truding just the least bit. I began to look around and found a couple of notes. The cord was pulled tight and had cut into the flesh and tied just as tight as it could be. The underclothing around the neck was not tight. There wasn't much blood on her head. It was in her hair, and it was a little moist. This scratch pad, states Exhibit H, was also lying on the ground, close to the body. The body was lying with the head towards Forsyth Street, the head being near the partition. I found the notes under the sawdust, lying near the head. The body was that of Mary Fagan. The scratch pad was lying near the notes. They were all right close together. Witness indicates on diagram of the state where body was found and identifies different parts of the building on the diagram. Witness states that diagram is a state's exhibit A, fair representation of the parts identified by him, that is main floor and stairs, basement, boiler, partition and basement, spot where notes and body were found, and of the entire building. Cross-examination. We arrived at the factory about 3:30. Lee told us it was a white woman. It took us some time to determine whether it was a white woman or not. We didn't know until the dust was removed from her face and we pulled up the clothes and looked at the skin. We did not know it prior to that time. We had a lantern with us. One of the officers had a flashlight. Both of the notes were near her head. I don't think they were over 6 or 8 inches apart. No, the one written on the scratch pad was not attached to the pad when I found it. It was laying about 10 or 12 inches from it, right close together, and about 8 or 10 inches from her head was the furthest note. I found the white one first, on the white pad. I discovered the notes on the white paper and the scratch pad about the same time. It was possibly 5 or 10 minutes before I found the other one. There was a pile of trash near the boiler where this hat was found, and paper and pencils were down there too. The hat was on the trash pile, so was the shoe. They were right close together on the trash pile. Everything was gone off of it, ribbons and all. It looked like she had been dragged by her feet on her face. I thought I found indications that she had been dragged in the basement, but I couldn't be positive. As to whether Newt Lee could have seen the body from where he was standing, I would think that he could have seen the body from where he was standing. I would think that he could have seen the feet and the bulk of the body. He couldn't hardly have seen the head. I don't think he could have seen enough of it to have seen what it was without coming up to it. I made an experiment in the daytime to see whether he could see the body or not, and I found he could see the feet. You could see the bulk. Unless he was looking directly for someone, I don't think he could see it. The place where I thought I saw someone dragged was right in front of the elevator, directly back. It began immediately in front of the elevator, right at the bottom of the shaft. The